And it's time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And we've got some special guests in from a group called OLLI. Introduce yourselves, young ladies.
Hi, I'm Ann Cleary.
And I'm Amy Finney.
And the OLLI is something that my predecessor and good friend Charlie used to be a part of. Tell us a little bit about OLLI.
Well, I got Charlie involved.
Oh, there you go. You're the one, huh?
He used to blame me for
it.
Oh, yes.
Goodness sakes.
And if any of you want to check up on Charlie Tarvaletti, he's on our OLLI at OSU website. I found him in a video. So all you have to do is go there. Osher Lifelong Learning Institute is what OLLI stands for.
Oh, there you go.
It's lifelong learning means after you get out of school, after you've maybe retired, you're still interested in learning about the world and people in it. So that's what our group is about. We have, it's in every college campus in the country, and it's sponsored by this rich insurance guy, Bernard Osher, and our memberships. That's how you get to participate. It's college courses that are not for credit. They're just for the fun of learning. And we do have fun.
Oh, that's what I've been told.
We do have fun.
Now, what kind of courses are we talking about for fun?
Well, we just touch on everything, especially for seniors. So we have some wellness classes. We have some travel classes, history, art classes, just a whole spectrum of classes. So just pick what you want and, like, this semester, we have 25 classes.
25? That's like going to a regular college.
Well, one of the advantages, part of OLLI is the socialization.
Yeah.
That, to me, that's half of it.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, we're limited to online classes, but that gives us an advantage of having even more. So we have a lot of classes, and we're opening it up to everybody. You don't have to physically be here. So people who can't get out could also participate and learn. So it's kind of a catch-22. We miss each other, but it's open to more people.
There you go. Now, how do we get signed up for these wonderful classes?
Well, usually about this time of year, we would be having our fabulous wine and cheese and treats registration party. But no, not now. We are going to have to go online at OLLI at OSU, Stillwater. You can find, or you can call, and I'll have the number of the radio station in the wonderful news lips has the number there. 405-744-5868. You can get information. The easiest way is here in town in Bartlesville. You can go to the library or where else, Amy, to get our catalogs, which are little 5x8.
Oh, just like your regular course catalogs that you have at school. Yeah,
exactly.
They will be at the Bartlesville Library, the Dewey Library, and also at the Community Center here.
Yeah. Wonderful.
And they have everything. But the easiest way is to go online, and that way you can register online. It is run on tuition. You have to pay either by the class after you purchase a membership. I think it's $40,
isn't
it? It hasn't changed for a long time.
Yeah.
That's for a year, from July 1st through June 30th.
June 30th, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So $40, and you get a whole year's worth of fun.
And you get three times a year, three semesters of big fall semester, a big spring semester, which starts in February, which doesn't make sense to me, but that's the way they do it in academia. And then a short three-week session the end of May or first part of June.
Got it.
So you get three semesters for your $40 membership, and you pay $25 a class. Or if you're cheap and you've got $200, which sounds like a lot, but if you pay the elite membership of $200 a year, you can take as many classes or as many of those semesters as you like with nothing else. So that's really the way to go. It sounds like a lot, but
up front it does, but you know, when you take a look at it, you say, wow, I'm sure getting my money's worth.
Just four classes and you got it.
You got it all back, you know. So there you go.
And I must say, I was just looking at the Monday classes. Starts off with the movies of Doris Day. That's how we got Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
He was movies. Such a fan of Alfred Hitchcock.
Mm-hmm.
So he did classes for us every time we had all the classes here.
Thanks.
Yeah. We miss him.
Yeah.
But we've got a good replacement in you, Tom. So what are you going to teach for us now?
I don't know. I'm at that stage where I'm forgetting more than I know.
Well, that's what we're all about, you know.
Replenishing.
Yes.
But I'm thinking, you know, during this COVID period, we might pick up a lot of people that aren't retired, that are at home, and it's a fun way, half an hour before class starts, we're on Zoom, and if you haven't been on Zoom, it's an easy way to communicate with your grandkids and friends and classmates. So, and we show there's good instruction on how to use it. It's very simple. Amy will get you started with her magic number that you plug in, and that's all there is to it. You can use an iPhone or you know.
Anything, huh?
Yeah.
So you're in charge of all the high tech, huh?
Yeah.
yeah. Just this high tech.
She is.
Just tech. Take the high out.
Okay, got you.
Some people are shy, don't want to be on camera. Well, you know what? You can still join and just use, you know, without being, I'm just saying that because I know there's some people that don't want to sign up. Mm-hmm. And it's free. Zoom is free. It's a wonderful platform.
And like you said, you don't have to be retired. You can just be an empty nester saying, well, you know, I'm not running around like I got a school bus going on or something like that.
Yeah.
And besides, TV has really not been...
For years.
I should mention, there are scholarships available.
Scholarships?
Yes. So all you have to do is apply and hope for the best.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that by going to the website or getting a hold of Amy, and we will have, all the information on how to find us. It's in these catalogs you can pick up at the library or at the K1 site or on Facebook.
You have your book open here, and I'm trying to read upside down. I'm not good at that. What do you got going on there? Look, courses and everything is what it is. Of course. There we go.
The catalog has all the courses in it. Our opening is the Doris Day movies, and these start on the 21st of September.
Okay, so we're in a little bit of a time thing.
Don't
dawdle.
They need to get, and some of them have number restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
Because it depends on what they're doing. Some of them, the instructors don't want to have over 12 or 20 or a certain number.
For distancing purposes, yeah.
Well, we don't have to worry about distancing. We are distanced already. But if it's something that takes instructions, like art, they can only handle so many people at once and be really effective. But most of them... Like, we had the Constitution, Jan Dreiling did that in the spring, and we had 50 people enrolled in that.
Uh-huh.
And if you get a bunch of people asking questions and all that, it's pretty hard, but just great classes. Plus, we go on Zoom, and like you said, you don't have to have your face on there.
Right.
You can close.
Just listen. Yeah.
You can close the video part off, and your name will be up there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's just real easy. We open up the class 30 minutes before it starts, so anybody who's already opened up and in there can visit.
Yeah, that's our social
aspect of it.
That's the best we can do.
I'm going to tell you what's on our Monday classes. Just I don't know how much time we have left here, but the movies of Doris Day.
Yes.
Tulsa Race Massacre, which has been in the news a lot.
Yeah, it sure has. Last
professors down at OSU, and you know these are good people that volunteer their time to talk about it. Politics and policies, if you're in that. And TED Circles, and the Questions of Craft, a History of American Studio Craft, which means not fine art, but making things, which is what most of us do.
Oh, yes.
Knitting and quilting and carpentering and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the TED Circles, that was new to some people. It's a national program where speakers who are, you know, apply and get chosen mm-hmm. to present items on technology, entertainment, and what is D? I've forgotten what the D is for. Ted. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll find it. Anyhow, those are our Monday classes.
Gotcha.
Tuesday classes, the end of the Cold War and the breath of the present.
Mm-hmm.
Current history. And then a cooking class, spice trails, which are easy recipes with Nita. And medication safety for seniors and
we
caregivers.
All need that. Yeah. We all need that.
Then Tulsa United Way, and I thought, well, who's going to want to take that in Bartlesville? But they are going to have Bartlesville, Stillwater, and Oklahoma City mm-hmm. information about their United Way programs, which are so, I mean, increasingly important for us all.
Indeed.
And then the final one, the fifth class on Tuesdays, is Theater Through the Ages. And I mean, that's from the Greeks on, and it will be wonderful.
Wow. That is amazing. So yeah. Once again, how do we connect? How do we get started on this?
Okay. If I were you, I would go to the library and pick up a catalog.
That seems to be the best one, huh?
But if you are like me and you're grounded by your old kids, then you might simply go online to Olli, Olli, mm-hmm. at OSU, and then put Stillwater, because there's another Ohio State University also gets our stuff. So Olli at OSU and Stillwater, uh-huh. and it will bring up our Facebook page, which will have, and our website, which will have everything you ever wanted to know about Olli, more than I can ever tell you, so...
Well, ladies, I think we're going to have you back here in a couple of days, mm-hmm. and we're going to refresh everybody on this because, once again, the classes start here in just, a week and a half?
Two weeks? Yeah. Yeah, 2 weeks.
So we want to remind everybody to get ready, get thinking about the courses that you want to take, and get familiar with it, and then start having fun.
Yeah, and we will have Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday classes for you.
All right, super. And once again, folks, this is Olli. And I want to thank you ladies for dropping by today. Really appreciate it. And again, we'll talk again here in a couple of days to refresh. And we've got our news coming up in just a little bit, plus our local news. And then it's the Brian Kilmeade Show right here on K1. For resident-